Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is Day 20 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is The Response of Faith. Martin Luther said, "Faith is a living, daring confidence in God's grace, so sure and certain that a man could stake his life on it 1,000 times. Our text today is Joshua 14, 6 through 9. Then the people of Judah came to Joshua at Gilgal. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, in Kadesh Barnea, concerning you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it is in my heart. But my brothers who went up with me made the heart of the people melt. Yet I wholly followed the Lord my God." And Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land on which your foot has trodden shall be an inheritance for you and your children forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord God." This section of Joshua outlines Caleb's response of faith. Remember, when Caleb was 40 years old, Moses had sent him, Joshua, and 10 others to bring a report on the promised land. After 40 days of surveying the land, Joshua and Caleb gave a report of faith, but their report was ignored. The other 10 spies gave a report of fear. Fear won out that day, and Caleb and Joshua had to wait for 40 years to receive what they knew God had promised. Here is the account of their report that day from Numbers 13, 25 through 33. At the end of 40 days, they returned from spying out the land, and they came to Moses and Aaron, to all the congregation of the people of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him, "We came to the land to which you sent us. It flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. However, the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And besides, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the Negeb. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the hill country. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the Jordan." But Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it." Then the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are." So they brought to the people of Israel a bad report of the land, and they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone to spy out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people that we saw in it are of great height. And there we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, who have come from the Nephilim. And we seemed to ourselves like grasshoppers, and so we seemed to them." Notice who spoke in faith that day. It was Caleb who silenced the people with his statement of faith. Caleb wanted to go up at once and occupy it. He believed in God despite the giant obstacles and declared, "We are able to overcome it." But Caleb's faith did not win out that day because the other leaders of Israel were afraid. Dale Ralph Davis's commentary on Joshua gives great insight into this scripture about Caleb's faith. First of all, we see the devotion of faith. Caleb remembers the episodes of Numbers 13 through 14, when Moses sent 12 spies from Kadesh Barnea to investigate the land of Canaan. The majority report of the spies caused the people's heart to melt. Canaan's cities were highly fortified, and their military were such big bruisers, why Israel would look like junior high school football team members playing the Dallas Cowboys. Caleb, however, had the gall to go against the flow, but "I completely followed Yahweh, my God," a fact noted 3 times in Joshua 14. That is the devotion of faith, and it meant that Caleb, along with Joshua, had the courage to stand alone and give a minority report, even though it nearly cost him his life. "We can possess the land. Yahweh is with us. Stop fearing those big giants. Such was Caleb's report. Hence the devotion of faith required courage, a willingness to stand alone, to go against the grain. The devotion of faith led to the isolation of faith. Such is often the case. Caleb trusted in God's promises to give the land to Israel. Even though he was delayed because of other people's disobedience, Caleb's faith resulted in his successful entrance into the promised land. His generation perished in the wilderness, but Caleb acquired his inheritance. His response of faith was finally rewarded. His devotion to God eventually allowed him to see God's deliverance. His faith isolated him from those who lacked such faith, but it ultimately enabled him to access and take hold of God's promises. Questions today. How do you think Caleb felt as he waited 40 years because of other people's lack of faith? How is Caleb's persevering faith related to his bold request for his inheritance? Does your faith isolate you from others who are intimidated by it? How is God's acceptance and your promised reward worth far greater than whatever this world says about you? Pray with me. Lord, show us how to have faith like Caleb did. Show us how to have a faith that sees our giants and says God is greater. And give us the strength to ask with boldness for our inheritance when that time comes. Lord, thank you so much for your word and the way that you are at work and active through it. We love you. In Christ's name, amen.